In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst.
He is never shall.
We like strength. And I think within our faith, the Orthodox faith, we are encouraged many times to have strength. And many people come into the faith and they have a list of things that they know that they say they should be doing. Or at least in the back of their minds, everyone has some sort of list and of the feats that we're supposed to be accomplishing. You know, we fast, we pray on a daily level, twice a day. We come to church regularly. We go to confession regularly. We try to be charitable regularly. And then there is the other challenges like praying unceasingly, trying to be virtuous when inside ourselves we don't feel all that virtuous. And maybe you could add into it serving on the parish council or serving in the altar or some of those various singing in the choir. You could add all those things in too. And it sounds like it requires someone to be substantially strong, that the faith it challenges us to be strong. And yet at the same time, there's a paradox because, and we see in today's gospel a paradox, because we have a blind man who's healed. You see, the world also wants us to be strong. And I think most logically, our own hearts want us to be strong and to be able to accomplish what we need to accomplish within our own strength. And many people live the entirety of their Christian faith with the idea that everything they're supposed to do is supposed to be accomplished within their own strength, and that if they're not accomplishing it or not doing well, that somehow they're a failure. And yet if you look at the gospel and the various people that Jesus healed and the lives that Jesus touched when he walked the earth, we see that most of those people were, in some sense, entirely helpless. So in today's gospel, we're presented with a blind beggar. A beggar who's blind, obviously, he does receive help. People walk him out occasionally to the corner, or he feels his way out to the road, on the road to Jericho, and he may have a routine, but to be blind in that time, and even in our time, it's not like you can't have a full life in a sense now. You can read Braille, and there's a lot you can do as a blind person. But in that time, it was much less, and you had virtually zero value for yourself or within society. And that's the way beggars are often looked at in our society, as being valueless, as just being urchins, parasites, weak, unable to take care of themselves. Disabled people with blindness are ultimately unable to provide or take care of themselves. And so there's a sense that there's a powerlessness in that. And the powerlessness is what causes the blind man today to cry out, "Lord Jesus Christ, Son of David, have mercy on me." So this is the paradox of the Christian life. Because ultimately, we cannot accomplish what we need to accomplish in the Christian life in our own strength. The Pharisees are an example of people accomplishing things within their own strength. When you do things within your own strength, you become hard. You become callous. You become condescending towards others. You become someone who looks down their nose at others and says, "Why? Why can't you do what you're supposed to do like I'm doing what I'm supposed to do?" And that arrogance and that pride is precisely what removes the grace of God from us. And so we hear in the Beatitudes today about blessed are the poor and blessed are those who mourn, and all the categories are categories that we perceive as weakness. And our Lord says they're blessed because they will receive ultimately the grace and the gifts of God. It is in the blindness and the powerlessness of the man today that the miracle happens. And it is also in our life when we come to an end of ourselves, when we finally encounter that we can't really do the Christian faith, and that we can't really do all the things that we're supposed to do well, or that we may not even care to do all the things that we think we're supposed to do well. It's in that powerlessness where we can actually encounter Christ. And we have an example. It's not a fun feeling, of course. No one wants to feel empty and though they absolutely need help and that they can't do anything for themselves. But for so many Christians, that is actually the feeling that, or the experience, the spiritual reality that our faith is meant to cultivate. It is meant to cultivate a broken and contrite spirit, a spirit that, rather than being self-reliant, becomes God-reliant, a spirit that, rather than having self-esteem, puts all one's esteem in God, a soul that doesn't think that we can fix everything and do everything and work everything, but realizes that only God works out things for the good for those who love Him. It is one of the hardest lessons anyone has to learn in Christianity as we follow our Lord. But if we're going to follow Him, then we will encounter a brokenness, an emptiness. And like the blind person, we are encouraged, the blind person in today's gospel, we encourage to cry out to Him in those times where we feel profoundly empty, broken, worthless, and unable to do what we think we should do or what we know we should be doing. So, as you go through the gospel, you'll notice there are others that are lame. There are many others, demon-possessed. Try to think in your own mind sometime about how many of these people could have fixed their own problems. Try to think about those who asked them for forgiveness of their sins. There isn't one person that Jesus heals in the New Testament who could have simply fixed themselves by living a better life, or by applying more willpower, or by doing a few more things religiously. Every single one of them is brought to the end of themselves so that they can see the person they're meant to have life in. And ultimately, that life is only found in Jesus Christ. It is not found within ourselves. So may God bless us, and may Jesus have mercy on us to pursue Him so that He may give us life. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst.